Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Elevator Kiss by Amina Tula, narrated by Mushidi Motsegwa. Chapter 1. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. The soft sounds of the Christmas carol greeted Cindy as she entered the plush lobby of Boating Towers. It was her first time visiting Lulu, her best friend from university in her new home. The interior of the building was even more impressive than the exterior. The floors were made of diamond pattern marble, and big off-white marble pillars divided the foyer into three sections. To the right of the entrance lay a bar. Beyond the bar was a grand door with frosted glass, which led to what looked like a restaurant. The middle section, directly ahead of her, served as the reception area, and a huge Christmas tree sat right in the middle of the foyer. Two uniformed receptionists sat behind an imposing dark wood desk. The last section to the left was the lounge area. A baby grand piano set nestled amongst luxurious leather couches, end tables and coffee tables. Cindy walked over to the receptionists.
Hello.
She greeted the two ladies with a smile.
Good day, ma'am.
They both responded, smiling.
I'm here to visit Luyanda Gente in apartment 102. I'm Cindy Swamali.
One of the receptionists discreetly spoke into her intercom phone, then pushed her chair back and stood up.
Please follow me,
she said, making her way to an elevator next to the reception desk, where she punched a code into the keypad.
When the elevator arrives, press F6. The apartment numbers are written on the doors.
Cindy smiled her thanks. The receptionist turned and made her way back to the reception desk.
Christmas Day. Another year gone by.
Cindy's hand tapped her clutch bag against her legs as she reflected on the passing year while she waited for the elevator.
What a year it has been.
It felt like she had gone through 12 years and 12 months. She still couldn't believe her fiancé's betrayal. Ex-fiancé, she corrected herself. Mandla and Cindy had been partners in a small but very successful events management and catering company, which had held an impressive list of clients. Their relationship had seemed solid, and they'd been set to get married on the previous New Year's Eve. Mandla's idea. He had told her he could think of nothing better than welcoming the new year together as Mr. and Mrs. Mandla Silo. Cindy had agreed, just to please him. She would have much preferred a smaller and more intimate ceremony to the extravagant wedding he had planned. But as with most aspects of their relationship in the past couple of years, she went along with him in order to keep the peace. So the humiliation was that much greater when, instead of showing up at the wedding, Mandla had sent her a text message minutes before she was due to walk down the aisle, breaking up with her and leaving her to deal with the guests and expenses. A week later, when she had found the strength to return to work, she'd learned that not only had Mandla squandered all the money in their business and most of the savings in their joint account, but he had left her for some young Joburg fly girl. She was broke, owed a lot of people a lot of money, and her personal assets were to be attached as the business was in her name. Her body had gone into complete shock. She had landed in hospital for 2 weeks.
That was then, this is now. I'm too strong to break over Mandla. This is just a temporary situation. I was a success before and I will be again. After all, I'm the one who started the company. He just joined an already successful venture.
The elevator pinged, and the door slid open. As she stepped into the elevator, she started back in surprise. For a moment, she stood rooted to the spot. She stared dumbly at the handsome man lounging with lazy confidence at the back of the elevator. He was tall, broad-shouldered, and had a strong, lean body. The strength in his body was also etched in his face.
If Adonis had been a black man, this is what he would have looked like.
Cindy's silent.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?